Room 5, Weapons. In this room you can especially see light weapons. Among these, the flintlock, percussion and blunderbusses used in the Carlist Wars, carabiners, carbines, rifles and hunting shotguns stand out, highlighting among the latter a rifle of King Alfonso XIII with a hunting capture counter. In the first place we can see the so-called muzzle-loading weapons, that is, they were loaded by the front part of the barrel. Hunting musket with a wheelock system, manufactured between 1659 and 1730, it was used by the cavalry. We also found a reverse serpentine key from the 15th century, which was a piece of iron where the wick was placed, which had to remain lit at all times. And finally, a replica of a gunpowder. Model 1815 rifle built in Avar in 1823. With French key and smooth bore, it was used regularly by the armies until the First Carlist War. Overboard blunderbuss with Spanish flint key, made before 1860. The effectiveness of this weapon was in close range fighting. Its flared mouth allowed loading with various types of elements that became shrapnel. It presents an iron pinzote that was housed on the rail of the boat. Flintlock pistol. With French key with chest. Carbine, belonging to the weapons, with a percussion key, which replaced those with a matchlock key, manufactured in Guipuzcoa. This type of piston system weapons were used in the First African War, Second Carlist War, and American Civil War. Terciola with piston system in the arms factories of Oviedo and Trubia in 1861. Blunderbuss by piston system made in the Vedant factory in Avar. They were not, in general, army endowment weapons, used by the soldiers of the Carlist troops and by bandits. Pommel pistol with piston system, Ibarzabal factory. Avar, Guipuzcoa. 1849. Transformed from a spark plug to a piston. The pistol caught on the saddle bow. Rifle with bayonet with piston system factory of Ibarzabal. Avar, Guipuzcoa, between 1846 and 1852. Next we see the weapons with transition systems, which are prototypes that go from muzzle loader to breech loader, that is, they are loaded from the chamber at the rear of the weapon. Garcia Sais carbine, model 1865, is a test prototype of a transition weapon, from the old muzzle loader to breech loader, with the use of a paper cartridge from the Garcia Sais system of 1864. Manufactured in the Royal Armory of Oviedo in 1865. Converted rifles, which used the Lefosu metal cartridge. Used between 1850 and 1860. Lefosu revolver and cartridge, manufactured in Avar between 1858 and 1863. The Lefosu cartridge was the first metallic cartridge used in Spain. In 1867, the Burden system was adopted in Spain as a regulatory model to transform existing weapons so that they could use the new metal case cartridges, and among which we find Springfield rifle, made by Armory Springfield, Massachusetts in 1865. Used in the American Civil War. Rifle, carbine and tercerola manufactured after 1867, between 1867 and 1880 and in 1865 respectively. Subsequently, the Remington system, of North American origin, is implanted, by which the percussion needle is included in the closure. Used in the Third Carlist War, in the wars in Cuba and the Philippines and in the Spanish-American War, among others. Three versions were manufactured in Oviedo, rifle for infantry, trifle for cavalry and carabiner for engineers, which can be seen on display. The rifle belonged to the personal guard of King Amadeo I of Savoy. From 1885 the Winchester appeared, with a lever system and an ammunition deposit under the barrel to feed several consecutive cartridges. As an exponent of this system we have the Tercerola, made in the Oviedo Arms factory between 1891 and 1892, under the Winchester patent, and which was used mainly by the Civil Guard. Another fundamental advance was the creation of the Mauser system that uses a bolt lock instead of a lever lock, and the cartridges are arranged in 5 projectile magazines that generated faster loading. Spain adopted it as regulation in 1892. It was used in all armed conflicts until the middle of the 20th century. As exponents of the Mauser system, we can see a rifle, a carbine, a carbineer, an FR-8 carbineer with a flash hider muzzle, which is the forerunner of the well-known SETM, of habitual endowment, used by the Spanish army, a trench periscope and a carbineer with telescopic sight. Next we see in the room a showcase dedicated to unique weapons, in which we can see the following pieces. Japanese arquebus dated between 1800 and 1877, it was the first firearm produced in Japan. Espingarda. Of Moroccan origin, used since the mid-16th century. Wasp's nest pistol. Made in the Narciso Zuleika factory Eibar between 1854 and 1891, it features 4 cannons that fire simultaneously, hence its nickname. Volodog revolver. Manufactured around 1904 in Eibar. 5-shot pocket gun from the end of the 19th century, used by cyclists to defend themselves against dog attacks. Revolver with retractable bayonet. Manufactured in 1870, it is a weapon for civil use for personal defense that has a knife as a bayonet. Sim signal pistol. Flare gun made in the Oviedo Arms factory around 1921. Hunting rifle. It was deposited in the Burgos Captaincy Palace, and was used by King Alfonso XIII, with which he hunted during his stays in Burgos, especially in the Fuentes Blancas Park area. The notches on the butt plate, the J, C, possibly refer to the game collected, deer, wild boar and roe deer. In the central part of the room we can see the standard manual Nordenfeldt machine gun for the Navy and the Army in Cuba, the Philippines, Ceuta, and Melilla, and the Colt Browning Model 1914 machine gun was one of the first tape machine guns. Projectile feed was purchased in 1915 for the African War. In the next showcase we see some dueling pistols and their accessories in a case. They were made in pairs so that no opponent had an advantage, and they were single shot. Next we can see 3 more machine guns with their corresponding exploded view. Lewis machine gun, model 1914, was usually used in the front part of an aircraft. Maxim MG0815 machine gun. Made in Germany in 1928, it was used mainly on static fronts. Leaky Kulomet machine gun. Made in the Czech Republic in 1937, it was used for the first time by the Army of the Republic in the Battle of the Ebro. We can also see a Maxim machine gun, MG0815 model 1896, which was one of the first modern ones, used by the Spanish Army since the beginning of the 20th century, and a Skoda ZB37 machine gun, of Czechoslovakian manufacture, was acquired by the Spanish Army between 1940 and 1945. Later we find the showcase that contains various models of pistols. Bergmann pistol, model 1908, manufactured in Liège by the Airstal Arms factory, between 1908 and 1912. Luger P08 pistol, model 1908, that was manufactured in Achurt, Germany, in 1917. Regulatory in Germany during the First World War and residually used during the Second. Colt 1911. Manufactured by Ithaca Gun Company Incorporated of New York, it was regulation in the United States until 1985 and is the first to have a sliding slide. Campo Gyro pistol, model 1913-1916, designed by Lieutenant Colonel Lopez Ceballos y Aguirre, Count of Campo Gyro, from where its name comes. Star pistol, model 1919. Manufactured by Bonifacio Echeverria in Eibar between 1918 and 1921, it was used in the 1920s by anarcho-syndicalist terrorists, due to its small size. Astra 400 pistol, model 1921, made by Esperanza y Ercita in Valencia between 1938 and 1939, regulated in the army from 1921 to 1946, it was the most used by both sides in the Civil War. The exposed one was manufactured by the Armament Commission of the Republican Army. Astra 300 pistol, manufactured by Inseta y Compania in Guernica after 1923, was purchased privately by army officers and phalangist militias. Astra 900 pistol with stock, manufactured by Inseta y CIA. Under Mauser patent. Joel Orr. Pistol, under the patent of José López Arnaiz, was designed to be mounted with one hand. Design derived from the situation of the many officers and non-commissioned officers who had been mutilated after the Civil War. Tokarev TT-33-30 pistol. From the Tokarev state arsenals of the former Soviet Union, it was a standard item in the USSR during World War II, and an endowment for the political commissars of the Communist Party during the Civil War. Nambo pistol, model Taisho 14 from the Nagoya arsenal in Japan, standard in the Japanese Army during World War II. Walther P-38 pistol, manufactured in Germany between 1938 and 1963, was regulation in Germany during World War II. Superstar pistol. Regulatory in Spain in 1946, it was used in its different versions until the 80s of the last century. Superstar pistol, used during the Ifni-Sahara War between 1957 and 1958, was used in different versions until the 1980s. Lama pistol, model 82. Manufactured in Vitoria, it was a regulation weapon of the Spanish Army from 1984 to 2012. Ingram M10 pistol, manufactured by Marietta. Georgia, USA, 1976. Machine pistol, with greater storage of projectiles, favoring greater intensity of fire. It was used by Western Secret Services. Scorpion VZ-61 pistol, built by Cheska in the Czech Republic between 1962 and 1979, it is a machine pistol used during the Cold War by Secret Services of the Eastern Bloc. Next we find the showcase dedicated to submachine guns, which are short-range long weapons that generally use pistol ammunition. MP-18 submachine gun. It was the first German machine gun used during the First World War. In Spain it was used in the Civil War. MP-35 Irma submachine gun. Manufactured without a license during the Civil War on the Republican side, being the most used in the contest. Once this was completed, it was regulated under the name of Coruña, model 1942. Popularly, it was known as Naranjero for having been manufactured in Valencia. Star submachine gun, model RU-35. Made by Bonifacio Echeverria in Eibar, it was the first submachine gun manufactured in Spain. Labora Funbinet submachine gun. Built by War Industries of Catalonia, and used during the Spanish Civil War. Sten Mark II submachine gun. Manufactured in the United Kingdom in 1940 by the Royal Small Arms Factory, it was massively used during World War II by the Allied armies. MP-40 submachine gun. Manufactured in Germany between 1940 and 1945, it was the Army's service weapon during World War II. Z-45 submachine gun. Inspired by the MP-40, it was manufactured in Spain by Bonifacio Echeverria in Eibar between 1945 and 1962. Z-70B submachine gun. Manufactured by Bonifacio Echeverria in Eibar between 1970 and 1977, it remained in service until the end of the last century. We also see a Hotchkins Model 1914 machine gun, used by both contending sides during the Spanish Civil War. The assault rifle is the main individual weapon for combatants, and in its display case we can see the following. SETM assault rifle. Model B. Caliber 7.62. Regulatory since 1957, it was carried out by the Center for Technical Studies of Special Materials, it had technical innovations that technically surpassed the light weapons used until then. SETM Assault Rifle, Model C, with bayonet, caliber 7.62. This model significantly improved the Model B, such as an ergonomic handle, the possibility of adapting a grenade launcher, and under the front sight a rounded piece protruded where to insert the bayonet. Regulatory since 1964. SETM Assault Rifle, 5.56 caliber LC model, manufactured by the Santa Barbara National Company of Military Industries, regulated since 1984. The handguard and the stock are made of plastic, which made it lighter than the C model. Used especially by the Civil Guard. SETM Assault Rifle, 5.56 caliber LV model, manufactured by the Santa Barbara National Company of Military Industries. The example on display is a weapon for select shooters, and in it we can see the night sight. HKG-36E Assault Rifle. With a caliber of 5.56 and a patent from Heckler & Koch, a German company from Oberndorf, it has been the standard issue rifle in the Spanish Armed Forces since 1999, and has a 1.5x magnification scope as standard. We also found a showcase with exposed weapons, which have their replica outside so that visitors with vision problems and children can touch them. We can find from a Colt Model 1872 revolver like the ones used in Western movies, to a Thompson submachine gun, which although it was used by the North American Army is better known for gangster movies. In the rear area of the room we can find exponents of mortars and grenade launchers. Instalaza Model 65 grenade launcher, built by Instalaza SA in Zaragoza. The operation of this part consists in that when the trigger is activated, it produces an electric current, which causes the ignition of the propellant capsule of the projectile. MI-70 training grenade for grenade launcher. Valero System Mortar, Model 1933. Manufactured in Spain by Esperanza y CIA. It is a piece used by the infantry, which fires parabolically above 45 degrees and below 90, with a range of up to 5 kilometers. Mortar grenades. Manufactured by Esperanza y CIA, we can see a teaching and training model and a real one. Finally, we see the painting El Llano Amarillo, oil on canvas by Matilde Oliveira, a painting that belongs to the collection of paintings of the Army Awards.